I'm Dan Koschel. It's a pleasure to welcome the Chief Operating Operations Officer at Colorado Springs Utilities. Travis Deal is joining us right now. Mr. Deal, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be online with you, and look forward to answering any questions.
It is a very interesting topic, considering everybody's eyes in the country was on Texas, and now here in Colorado Springs, everybody starting to wonder how we're doing, what we're doing, and the electrical consumption, how that has affected the power grid here in Colorado Springs. Let's talk about this. Last week's cold snap, you were able to keep customers in service. I mean, it's a testament to how Colorado Springs utilities operates. Talk about that.
Yes, for sure. Of course, you know, the Valentine's Day, you know, weather event definitely really set some new records, you know, for not only us in the area when it comes to temperatures, but also us as a utility company on basically the electric consumption. So we're a summer peaking utility. But we set new records around our winter peak. So we had 16,621 megawatts. Basically, that was actually our highest winter consumption that was set that day, which is a lot of electric usage. And we talk about, you know, some of that, you know, it comes with a lot of work. So, you know, as we design our system, you know, we make sure, you know, everything from all of our energy planners, traders, all of the folks that really look at the design from our engineers and daily operations there to the folks out in the field have really, you know, surpassed, you know, making sure that reliability really never actually impacted the customers. So very large usage on February 14th.
From a natural gas standpoint, we talked about this here during the newscast, natural gas costs were inflated big time. How are you, there's a meeting did the meeting happen today, or is there going to be a meeting, I believe, later on today? Talk about the natural gas perspective and the price of natural gas and what it's used for here with Colorado Springs Utilities as far as the generators are concerned.
Yes, yeah, for sure. The meetings you're talking about, we do have a special finance committee that's actually going on now. So I stepped off the call to be able to speak with you. But it's actually going on now, you know, from 4 to 5 o'clock. So you talk about really the impacts. Of course, you know, we're a large gas distribution company. So what that means is really we take that product from Kinder Morgan, and really we take it from their transmission lines as a distribution company to our customers. Within that, of course, we have generation that also runs on natural gas, you know, with a Front Range plant and also, you know, some options at Birdsall for gas, as well as Drake, you know, one unit on gas, the other one coal to gas options. So we utilize natural gas, you know, quite a bit. When you look at, you know, our customers, we actually have the majority of our customers are actually natural gas users. It's fairly, you know, interesting, you know, when it comes to the fact that only 11,500 of our customers actually use electricity. So that's only 5%. So 95% of our customers are actually natural gas users. So we push a lot of gas through there. So whenever the prices really jump up, and you mentioned that, you know, really we've been seeing pretty consistently around $2.50 a decatherm is really how you measure gas usage. And we actually seen it up trading on the Friday before to $200. So, you know, one of the little tidbits, you know, to put it in our terms a little bit, that'd be the same analogy if you took those same cost increases on a 20-gallon gas tank that cost you $50, and the next day it actually costs you $4,000. So that's the concept of the price jump that we actually seen on natural gas.
That is amazing. Now, the bottom line, and we got about 30 seconds, and we appreciate your visiting with us. I mean, I'm really looking forward to many more discussions with Colorado Springs Utilities. But the bottom line, can customers expect an increase or decrease or about the same as far as their bill is concerned, considering what happened as far as the cold weather we've had? And it's been, I mean, it has been many years since we've seen it that cold.
Yeah, and for sure. And, of course, as a nonprofit, you know, community-owned utility, you know, those costs are really passed through in a lot of ways up and down. You know, we're looking at every type of alternative right now to see how we proceed with that, you know, with the pass-through of natural gas rates to the customers. And that's really what, you know, the board is meeting on now is the next steps of what that looks like as we proceed forward. And that's something that's actually, being discussed now. We always try to look at, managing costs the best we can to still provide, the safe, reliable utilities to all of our customers. So we take that near and dear, but, in events like this, we have to look at every option, of course.
Yeah, no doubt. And you do offer rebates and tips to help customers save energy, water, and money. Available at
Yeah,
csu.org.
absolutely.
Yeah,
Yeah,
very much.
absolutely. On our side, we have a lot of that as well. We also have payment plans, quote, for those customers struggling. If you have any questions, please, I encourage you to reach out to our professionals in the call center and customer service, and they can really help with a lot of different options.
Okay, very good. It is so great talking to you. I'm looking forward to many more discussions with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Dan, for the time, and anytime, my pleasure.
It is our pleasure as well. Travis Deal, the Chief Operations Officer at Colorado Springs Utilities.